From Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The reason the Bible Answer Man is on the air is to defend the Christian faith, proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to teach discipleship to his followers, because life and truth matter. For more information or to order equipping resources, call 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. And in the early 1800s, 1823 to be exact, the angel Moroni allegedly visited Mormon prophet Joseph Smith and divulged the location of some golden plates which contained the fullness of the everlasting gospel. The plates, abridged by Moroni and his father Mormon 1,400 years earlier, were written in Reformed Egyptian hieroglyphics. Along with the plates, Smith said he found a pair of magical eyeglasses that he used to translate the cryptic writing into English. The result, of course, was a new revelation called the Book of Mormon and a brand new religion called Mormonism. Now, how millions can take the Book of Mormon seriously is almost beyond comprehension. While Smith referred to the Book of Mormon as the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone to our religion, its flaws run the gamut from the serious to the silly. In the category of serious, the Book of Mormon contains modalistic language that militates against the biblical doctrine of the Trinity. And in the category of silly, there's a man that struggles to catch his breath after having his head cut off. While archaeology is a powerful testimony to the accuracy of the Word of God, the same cannot be said for the Book of Mormon. Not only is there no archaeological evidence for a language such as Reformed Egyptian hieroglyphics, there is no archaeological support for lands such as the land of Moron, which you find in Ether 7-6, nor is there any archaeological evidence to buttress the notion that Jaredites, Nephites, Lamanites all migrated from Israel to the Americas. On the contrary, both archaeology and anthropology demonstrate conclusively that the people and places that are chronicled in the Book of Mormon are little more than the product of a fertile imagination. You know, Joseph Smith asserted that the golden plates were translated by the power of God and produced the most correct of any book on earth. And Joseph F. Smith, by the way, the sixth president of the Mormon Church, went so far as to say that the words were not only correct, but that every letter was given to Joseph Smith by the gift and power of God. But the reality is this: the Book of Mormon has had to be corrected thousands of times to compensate for Smith's poor grammar and spelling. The Book of Mormon is fraught with all kinds of other errors as well. For example, Benjamin was changed to Messiah after Mormon leaders finally realized that in the chronology of the Book of Mormon, King Benjamin had already died, so he would have been hard-pressed to interpret the gravings mentioned in Mosiah 21:28. Little wonder that Mormons accept the Book of Mormon based on an esoteric feeling, on a burning in the bosom, rather than on history and evidence. Now, Mormons are not the enemy. Mormons are trapped by the enemy. The real enemy is Mormonism. And that's why today we have a guest on the Bible Answer Man broadcast who can speak firsthand to the countless men and women, to the boys and girls who accept this false gospel. Not only so, but Joel Kramer, as director of Living Hope Ministries, has produced these powerful videos that compare the claims of Scripture and the claims of the Book of Mormon. Not only that, but they've come up with a really interesting DVD that demonstrates through DNA evidence that the Book of Mormon, its details, descriptions, and documentations simply could not be true. Joel, it's great to have you on the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Well, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Joel, why do you care so much about the Mormon people?
Well, I mean, I guess with the people that I work with here at the ministry, I guess, you know, the title that we'd be most comfortable with would be missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
We're myself, you know, I never was a Mormon, but we came here to live amongst the Mormon people and to reach out to them and to try to reason with them. And we have a great respect for the Mormon people. We feel about them much as the Apostle Paul did about his fellow Jews, and that is, he said of his fellow Jews that they had a lot of zeal for God, but it's not based on knowledge. And that's the way we believe about the Mormon people. And so our heart for them, like you said earlier, is to try to get them the true gospel and into a relationship with the real Jesus, because they don't really understand what they're missing, and we want that for them.
Hmm. Joel, when you think about why a Mormon asks someone, if they're in a missionary enterprise, they're going to ask someone to accept the Book of Mormon based on a burning in the bosom or a feeling. Talk about the difference between that and Christianity, where we actually tell people, don't accept the Bible on the basis of how you feel, but accept it because it's rooted in history and evidence.
Right. And that's really, you know, one of the main motivations why we did our DVD, which is called The Bible versus the Book of Mormon, is to demonstrate just that and to try to show the Mormon people that all the things that they have to turn a blind eye to because the facts are against the reality of the Book of Mormon being historical and being true, that the Bible does not suffer those same things. The things that disqualify the Book of Mormon as Scripture do not disqualify the Bible as Scripture or as history. And so it's trying to reason with them in the most broadest terms, the most common sense ways, that whereas with the Book of Mormon, the geography is missing and the people are missing and the cities and the artifacts and the DNA, that with the Bible, those aren't missing from the archaeological record or from the DNA and so forth. And so we're trying to reason with them at that most basic level, that faith should not be this completely blind faith and unwillingness to reason at all.
Another DVD that you did titled DNA in the Book of Mormon. I was thinking before the show, Joel, that DNA evidence has taken a number of people who were on death row, from death row, and vindicated them.
Right.
DNA now, quite the contrary with respect to the Book of Mormon, is putting Mormonism on death row.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, our role to play in that is to go gather the information from credible sources. And so to go and talk to the DNA scientists that are doing the DNA testing on Native Americans, which, of course, the Book of Mormon says are descendants from Lamanites, which are descended from the House of Israel, and to go and talk to them about this and to go and talk to these people who don't have any Christian agenda or Mormon agenda. They're just scientists doing the DNA testing on Native Americans, and to ask them such a question as, you know, is there any evidence that it would show that Native Americans come from an Israel ancestry? It's really asking them a completely and totally bizarre question, and their response is just that, because there's just no evidence that has ever made them think that way or consider such a possibility. And it is. It's a completely open and shut case. The Book of Mormon would never be able to stand up in a court of law today. It would be thrown out on the DNA evidence alone.
So let's unpack that for just a second, because on the one hand, we're saying that Mormons ask people to accept the Book of Mormon, not because all of the evidence validates it, but rather because they have a feeling that validates
mm-hmm.
it. So how can you then use DNA evidence to discredit the Book of Mormon, because they're not looking at evidence anyway? That's not what they're basing their faith on.
Right. Well, what they're basing their faith on is this feeling, and it comes from, it comes from their only choice. I mean, their only choice is to base it on feelings, on emotions, because there isn't any evidence. I mean, so if they're going to believe it, they're not going to study the evidence and then come to believe in the Book of Mormon. They're only chance to hold on to a faith in the Book of Mormon is to ignore the evidence and rely on feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but, you know, what we try to do is say that's not a valid way to determine what is true and what is not, and therefore the honest thing to do is look at the evidence and see if it supports, you know, a claimed ancient text as being ancient and as being a reliable history or not. And so we deal with Mormons on that level, because when you deal with them on a doctrinal level, oftentimes you get caught in this loop, because they're taught that the Bible has lost all this plain and precious portions, as the Book of Mormon says, and as Joseph Smith taught, and that it has become corrupted. And therefore, when you bring up a doctrine with them, oftentimes they'll say, oh, well, that was lost out of the Bible and has now been restored through Joseph Smith and our scripture. And so, you know, you end up in this circular line of reasoning. At least with the evidence, you can say, you know, let's reason together. Let's look at what the Bible does have that shows that it's historical, and what the Book of Mormon does not have.
Talking to Joel Kramer, he is on the front lines of missions, reaching out to Mormons with the truth of the gospel. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Please don't touch that dial.
To find out more about the materials mentioned on the show, call a CRI resource consultant toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Our website is also an excellent reference destination to help you. Just go to equip.org and find articles by Hank, books, CDs, and DVDs. Again, that's equip.org. Or write CRI P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip 28271. The Bible Answer Man will continue in just a moment.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. Yet an encounter with Christians in the underground Church of China left Hanegraaff contemplating his Christian experience. They were experiencing something beyond truth. They were experiencing life. Truth Matters, Life Matters More by Hank Hanegraaff is two books in one. Because Truth Matters, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. In Part 2, Hank explains why life matters more and how we can experience the height of human existence, union with God. Prepare to move past intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing God in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence.
Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org, equip.org. Once again, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
And again, I'm with Joel Kramer. He's director of Living Hope Ministries. And the two DVDs that his organization has produced, DNA and the Book of Mormon, and the Bible versus the Book of Mormon, two DVDs you're going to want for your library. One, groundbreaking evidence, DNA versus the Book of Mormon, demonstrates that the Book of Mormon simply is false. But beyond that, you have the Book of Mormon and the Bible being contrasted on another DVD, and you will find out that the evidence in the manuscripts or archaeology demonstrate that the Bible to be true and the Book of Mormon is not true. These are DVDs that will equip you to reach out to a mission field on your very own doorstep. We're going to open the phone lines. Talk to Steve in Liberty Lake, Washington. Hi, Steve. You're on with Joel.
Hi, Hank. I am LDS, and, you know, I guess when I read the Book of Mormon, and I can't say that there aren't problems with it or that some of the issues you have may not have their proponents. And certainly as LDS people, we have our arguments and such. But when I read the Book of Mormon, it brings me to Christ. When I was 19 years old, I remember reading that book and realizing that Jesus Christ was my Savior, and that was the only way I was going to be able to return to heaven. And over the years, I have put those tests, you know, over and over again about praying about that. And, you know, I'm a physician, and I've spent 13 years going to school, but every answer that I need to help my patients is not in a book somewhere. And there have been times, in the same way that I have approached God about the Book of Mormon, that I have been enlightened about something to help somebody else with the same kind of thought and intelligence, okay? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's not perfect, but the Book of Mormon is full of information about Jesus, and it makes me want to follow him. And I think listening to these programs sometimes, you know, you don't get the idea that the Book of Mormon actually does talk about anything that would be uplifting or bring people to Christ. We just talk about, you know, pot shots about why we think this didn't happen or that didn't happen. And I realize you have your arguments, and I realize some of them are valid and that they're, you know, you have points. I would say that I have points also. But how do you answer that question?
Right. And I appreciate what you're saying, Steve. But what I would say about that really is the LDS faith isn't really the place of doctrine. It's the historical account of this migration to the Americas and then Christ's appearance to these Hebrew remnants that populated the Americas. And so it's a story that is claimed to be historical. The problem is with this story of Jesus appearing to these people in the Americas is that the people don't exist. So DNA clearly shows that, the archaeology clearly shows that, and if the people didn't exist, then how could Christ appear to them? And so what the Book of Mormon, the evidence against the Book of Mormon shows that that's not historical, the visitation of Jesus Christ to the Americas. Now the doctrines in the Doctrine and Covenants and the Pearl of Great Price, what the doctrines show is that the Jesus Christ of Mormonism doctrinally, by nature, is not the same as the Jesus Christ of the Bible, and that's where the problem comes in.
But your point, Steve, I think, is even if it's not true, it's still edifying to you, right?
Well, I obviously have some disagreements about whether, you know, all your arguments are valid, but because I do believe it's true, but I do believe it
well,
is
well,
edifying.
Take on the arguments, though, Steve. I mean, here's your opportunity.
Well, you know, I guess I would just say Mormons have their own side, and a lot of it is a spiritual side. We feel like, you know, spiritually, the Lord has brought us some information and has restored some truth. And, you know, that really enlightens my life. It makes it easier to raise my children. It makes it easier to be a good person. And I asked a DNA expert, a guy that does research on mitochondrial DNA at Vanderbilt University. I sat with him at a medical conference, and I said, let's say that we followed this group of people over. Let's say that this happened and then they intermarried within some people around them. Would we be able to trace their DNA today? Is that something that we can actually test? And I sat there and I talked to him for about an hour, and he said, well, by and large, the evidence does show that American Indians come from Asian type of DNA. But he said whether you could actually trace a group of people that would have moved over to this continent and then followed them is probably not going to happen.
If you look at the civilization, which supposedly is in the Americas, it's the size of the Roman Empire. It seems to me that that has to affect the indigenous people in terms of DNA in some way. If you had a small group, maybe no. But if you have a civilization the size of the Roman civilization, there has to be some DNA impact. Is that right?
Yeah, there does. And Steve brought up that he talked to a scientist about that who said that that the DNA comes from Asia. And what I would, you know, want to encourage you, Steve, to do is to seek out the truth of who Jesus Christ is. Joseph Smith said that that the Book of Mormon is the keystone to your religion, and so whether it's true or not is very, very important. And one thing that I would encourage you to do is if you will seek out this DNA issue in regards to the Book of Mormon people within your own religion, within Mormonism, what you'll find is you'll find that that your own religion is divided on this issue. And if you go to your leadership, anywhere from some of the key leaders of Mormonism to your bishop and what missionaries teach when they're out, you'll find that they teach that what they've been teaching for 175 years, and they'll uphold Joseph Smith, and that all of the Americas, including the Pacific Islands, were populated by Hebrews. But if you go to BYU scientists and scholars and places like apologists, Mormon apologists, you'll find a totally different story. And they're denying that 175 years of teaching, and they're going to what's called a limited geography, and they're shrinking everything down and saying that it must have happened in this tiny little place that can't be detected. And the reason why is there's that division is because of the DNA evidence. And I would encourage you to go and seek out both those. Go read what your scholars are saying. Go read what your leadership is saying over the DNA issue, because it's crucial. If the Book of Mormon is the keystone to your religion, then it's crucial that you know whether it's true. It's crucial whether you know whether Jesus Christ really visited the Americas, because you need to know the real Jesus Christ. And as the Bible says, there are false Jesus Christ, as Jesus said in Matthew 24. And so it's very important for you to understand those things, and I would encourage you to seek the truth out on the matter.
Well, I've actually done some DNA research, and I've met Tom Murphy. I sat by him at a conference one time, and I talked to him a little bit. I don't believe the guy believes in God. Maybe he does. I don't want to put words into his mouth, but he also believes that DNA evidence shows that evolution can shape the Earth, and that, you know, these migrations of people were maybe 50,000 years ago, and depending on what you believe the timeline in the Bible is, DNA works both for and against you. I mean, you can find DNA evidence if you want that supports evolution and you know, an older humanity than what we're seeing, and migrational patterns that are different than what maybe the Bible teaches. You know, there are people who do that. I think that the DNA evidence, you know, and I think this is where evangelical Christians fall down sometimes, is that they sometimes will use secular criticisms against the Book of Mormon by people who don't believe in God and would not support their version of Christianity or religion any more than they would Mormonism.
But we're talking about truth here. In other words, all truth is God's truth, isn't it, Steve?
I believe that.
So I do.
So
the point here is, if an atheist or anybody else can verify or give you truth that's rooted in history and evidence, for example, the kind of truth that is depicted in the DVDs with respect to supposedly 2 million Jaredites that are slain in battle in Ether chapter 15, there's got to be some trace of that somewhere. Or if you look at the kind of coinage that is talked about in the Book of Mormon, or if you talk about horses existing in the Americas prior to Columbus coming, or chariots that are described in the Book of Mormon, on and on it goes. There's got to be something there that's validated, and you find exactly the opposite, and that's what we're trying to set forth. Now, conversely, if you look at the Bible, history and evidence points to the truth of the Bible. So if you look at the details, documentation, and description that you have in the Bible, with every turn of the archaeologist's spade, you have more and more evidence that corroborates exactly what the Bible says in exactly the same way that the Bible says it. And that's what we're really talking about. Archaeology supports the Bible, but does not support the Book of Mormon. And you know, the same thing is true with manuscript evidence and the like. We do appreciate your call so much, Steve. Unfortunately, I'm out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. But do remember that it was Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, who claimed that all existing churches were wrong, all their creeds were an abomination, all their professors were corrupt. And according to Joseph Smith, he was chosen to restore, not to reform, but to restore a church that had disappeared from the face of the earth. The Mormon doctrines that have evolved from the vision of Joseph Smith have a completely different Jesus, a completely different way of salvation, and ultimately a completely different test for truth. We test all things in light of Scripture, hold fast to that which is good. Mormonism does not believe that Scripture is the final court of arbitration, but that the Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth. Therein lies the problem, and that's why we're recommending the DVDs. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more of Joel Kramer and Mormonism.
Thank you for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you'd like more information about the Christian Research Institute or to order resources, just call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or visit equip.org, where you can listen live or download archived broadcasts. Again, that's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. However, his life and ministry were radically transformed by another three-word phrase, life matters more. Truth matters because Christianity is rooted in history and evidence. Life matters more because it is the experience of union with God. The goal of Christian life is union with God. All attempts to understand Christianity from a solely rational perspective put us in danger of devolving into a transactional rather than transformational relationship with God. Truth Matters, Life Matters More will equip you to move beyond intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing Him in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org.